working on your two-point game, but your three-point game came in handy today, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's something that I do every day. You know, I get shots up with the coaching staff, and I watched some film because the last three games I was like 6 for 22 or something like that. And I had to gauge, you know, the difference between a good shot and a feel-good shot. And today I eliminated all the feel-good shots and took all good shots. So it worked out for me.
How high is your confidence level right now?
My confidence level is pretty high. I mean, you know, tomorrow morning when we watch film, I'm pretty sure Coach Pop will bust that bubble, you know. So, you know, right now I'm feeling good, and I just got to, you know, continue to work, and hopefully I can consistently play like this. This would be great.
Do you feel like you've solidified a solid spot in the rotation at this point?
No, I don't think so. I still feel like I have to prove myself night in and night out. You know, George is a key part of the team, and there's only so many minutes, and George has been doing it for way longer than me, and you know, so when George comes back and James come back, you know, whatever my minutes or role is, you know, I'll accept it and try to do my best.
Do you think fourth quarter outshined the dunk
last game? I mean, two wins outshine the dunk. You know, we're 2-0 against the Nuggets, so I mean, I think at the end of the day, you know, that's the thing that matters the most. And you know, a dunk, you know, made a good highlight, but that didn't help them win the game. So we're 2-0, and other than my teammates teasing me, I think I'll be all right.
Wouldn't you say his 360 around Tim was actually a better shot than the dunk?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it wasn't on me, so it was great. Yeah, I mean, JR is a great athlete. You know, he's a good player. You know, and if you're a step slow on him, you know, he can definitely make a highlight. So I'm glad it wasn't me today.
Gary, Pop has said that you're a rookie, but not really because of your prior experience. Do you feel like a rookie out there?
I mean, not now. You know, I'm 28. You know, 27, 28 games in, and I don't really feel like a rookie. I mean, in training camp, I felt like a rookie, felt like the game was going 100 miles an hour. But now it's slowed down for me, and, I feel like I belong out there, and, you know, the game is, you know, is manageable for me now. So,
with the game slowing down, do you feel that makes it easier when you drive? You really seem to be able to come off of the three-point line with a lot of confidence today.
Yeah. I mean, of course, when the game is slower, you know, it helps you. You know, it helps you a lot. You know, you're not in a rush. You don't rush your shots. Maybe you don't rush your floater because you're expecting the shot blocker to come over a split second faster than he actually does. You know, it just helps you out. It helps your timing. You know, it helps your comfort level on the court. You know, when you see the game as it actually is and not as, you know, your mind's projecting as the guy's being 100 miles an hour and 8 feet tall and jumping 60 feet in the air. So definitely helps.
All right. Guys, thank you.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.